From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Former Congressman and Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo was sworn in Wednesday as Secretary of State, an event attended by President Donald Trump.
I have absolute confidence that he will do an incredible job as the nation's 70th Secretary of State. As Mike travels the world, he will carry out the greatest mission and highest duty of the State Department, to represent the interests of the American people.
Mr. Trump said Pompeo was the right man for the job.
An exceptional guy, a great friend, and somebody that truly loves our country. We are really, really proud of you.
Pompeo spoke of his approach to American diplomacy.
We will employ tough diplomacy when necessary to put the interests of the American people first. I will work to ensure their safety, to preserve their rights, and defend their values. And I will make sure America is always a respected and principled leader on the world stage.
On North Korea,
we are committed to the permanent, verifiable, irreversible dismantling of North Korea's weapons of mass destruction program, and to do so without delay.
He called the diplomatic thaw with Pyongyang an unprecedented opportunity to change the course of history on the Korean Peninsula. The president of the Central African Republic has proclaimed 3 days of national mourning beginning Thursday, following Tuesday's attack on a church in Bangui that left at least 19 dead, dozens wounded. President Faustin Archange Touadéra toured the church along with the Archbishop of Bangui.
Sois vainqueur du mal par le bien.
Cardinal Doudon Zapalanga counseled parishioners to overcome evil with good through love, forgiveness, and reconciliation. The president appealed for restraint and vowed to bring those responsible for the attack to justice. This is VOA News. The U.S. and China are engaged in high-level trade talks, seen as a last effort to avoid a trade war between the world's two biggest economies. Andrew Polk is a co-founder of the strategic advisory firm Trivium in Beijing and said he's not hopeful for any long-term solution.
It seems that as we've headed into the talks, the fundamental or sort of structural challenges that the two sides are talking about have seemed to become even more entrenched. And so I think the best we can hope for really is some sort of short-term agreement on delaying tariff implementation.
The bilateral trade imbalance, market access, and forced technology transfers are among the issues being discussed. The Trump administration has proposed tariffs of at least $50 billion in Chinese goods, and Beijing has vowed to retaliate. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has been globally criticized for remarks Monday in which he said Jews suffered historically not because of their religion, but for their social professions, such as bankers and moneylenders. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Emmanuel Nachshon said his government is deeply shocked by what he called the anti-Semitic speech.
It is clear that what Mr. Abbas has said is totally incompatible with the spirit of peace and negotiations. We demand that Mr. Abbas will immediately apologize for this anti-Semitic hate speech, and we ask the international community to condemn this speech in the harshest possible words.
Mr. Abbas was also criticized by the UN, US, and European Union. In Armenia, opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan, who led weeks of protests, called on his supporters to pause in the anti-government demonstrations. The surprise move coming just a day after he called for a campaign of civil disobedience followed reports that the ruling party may consider reversing course and back his candidacy for prime minister. Former President Serge Sarkisian, a close ally of Russian President Putin, resigned the post last month following massive street protests, charging he was trying to cling to power. An Air National Guard C-130 cargo plane crashed onto a busy Georgia highway after taking off from the Savannah Hilton Head International Airport. Five National Guardsmen from Puerto Rico on board were killed. No one was hurt on the ground. Sudan Wednesday said it's reconsidering participation in the Saudi-led military operation in Yemen. Khartoum has some 3,000 soldiers and warplanes committed to the fight against Houthi rebels, the country grappling with a hard currency shortage. Pope Francis confessed Wednesday to Chilean victims of church sexual abuse that he's part of the problem and offered an apology for dismissing accusations. Three men who were victims of the abuse met with the Pope for several days and urged action against several Chilean bishops. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.